When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, my talkers, it is finally Friday, and Lori's out, and of course, you know, that usually means one thing. Brittany's in the house with Julia.
Beware, she's back.
I am scared for all of you guys, because I was up at 5 a.m. because my baby's diaper wasn't put on correctly. I'm not saying who did it, Justin, giving her a bath. Now, I saw the cat video festival. Like, all the clips looked amazing, looked beyond.
It was a beautiful night. It was so much fun.
I went last year, and it was one of my favorite events I've been to for my talk. It was,
I'm telling you.
Just sitting on the field and all the kids and the energy. So I wake up to this video, and you guys, so you two, tell me everything. There's this amazing, they have to go check it out. The video is so dang cute.
Okay, so we had permagrin after this. So Lori and I, you know, each of us from the weekly shows has a clip, like Jason Alexis introduced it. You know, Don and Rocco talked about the charity. Colleen and Bradley talk about another charity. You know, everyone
so go
does
on
it.
Stage.
So we're just to say thank you so much. Good night. Now the laser show is going to start in 5 minutes. So we go up and it's, you know, 8:52 and go up on stage. And all of a sudden, as we're just thanking everybody, these little kids start coming up to the stage. And they start
unprompted. You just had like a couple.
Completely
how
unprompted.
Many kids were like,
well,
first
initially
up?
It's like,
three or four?
Yeah, something like that. And all of a sudden, yeah, come on up, Lori says. All of a sudden, I mean,
Lori says, come on up to all.
I think so.
Via
I
mic.
Don't even know. It was
you
a blur.
Blacked out.
I laughed so hard.
So if you see this video, it's literally kids from this, all of the Saints field, from the corner of every nook in that field, on the field.
And charging
running,
us.
Running, charging the
and
stage.
And many of them have pink lit up kitty cat ears.
Yeah.
It was so cute. It was so much fun. The kids were so excited. I mean, they were little, they were taller. They were big. And then Lori's in the back, you know, doing jump, jump, everybody jump. And I'm like, Lori, we got to thank the sponsors. She's like, jump, jump. I'm like, Lori, we have a job to do.
Here I am thinking, because I saw it at, you know, I think like 7 a.m. And I thought to myself, oh no, the stage. Like there were so many kids.
They were
that
so
got on that
fun.
Stage. And like, think about, that's going to be a core memory for so many kids. Like the appeal that it has to go on a stage, all these kids just bum rushing the stage.
And we said 1, 2, 3, meow.
That's so great.
And then then I said, now go back to your parents.
Go back to your parents.
But really, it was so much fun to see their smiles, and they're all coming at us with their lit up ears. It was, Lori and I just had permagrin. We couldn't stop laughing.
You've got to check out we have the video posted everywhere on My Talk social media. There are kids, I'm telling you, sprinting their brains out from the corner of like, I got to have a chance to go on this stage, you know? And you know they probably looked at their parent and their parent's like, go for it. You know what I mean? That like fun moment.
It was so fun. And unprompted, and we just couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
They were darling.
Oh my God, they're so
gay. Then we tried out something new. We had a laser light show instead of fireworks because the fireworks, cats don't like fireworks, even though they weren't there, and the neighborhood and stuff like that. So we're trying something new, and we'd only seen videos and thought it was going to be this spectacular laser show, you know, going all the way across the fields.
Yeah.
And I text B. Arthur about, you know, 10 minutes after we're off the stage, and I said, when is it going to start?
Oh,
and
no.
She goes, it's already started, LOL.
Oh, no.
So it wasn't, you know, it didn't work out the way it was planned. It was just a little different thing. We know we'll fix it next year, but it was pretty funny.
You know what, though? That's very my talk where it's like, hey, we tried something.
We tried it.
We tried it. It didn't work. Your kid did get to go on stage. You're welcome.
It was so funny. It was just so funny. It was such a magical night because it was perfect.
It was so nice
and
out.
The grass is so green down there with the blues. It was so perfect. And the videos are hysterical.
They're hysterical. It's such a fun event. I went last year and I thought, oh my God, I should have brought my nephews. And now I can't wait to bring Margot. I can't. She's going to have, the kids just have so much fun there.
Oh, Margot's going to love it.
Margot's going to love
it. And the cute little kitty makeup. And we have cute, you know, a lot of fun vendors that are there that are happy and having fun. It's just a fun night.
It's so fun. And plus, sitting on the field, I don't know what it is. I don't know what age. I'll think that's like mundane.
It's cool.
It's so fun. Uh-huh. Like, you bring a blanket, sit on this, you know, on the field. And I know you can buy the VIP tickets. I'm a man of the people. Everybody thinks so.
I'm a man. Brittany keeps looking at videos from the Cat Video Festival.
I'm telling you, the bum rushing of the children is the highlight. And I wasn't even there.
I know.
I'm just living vicariously through. There's especially one kid that's just, I'm telling you. He's never ran harder in his life. He was probably about knee high.
And Lori, I guess now I see the videos. Lori's behind me. Come up. And I'm just
laughing. Your face looks terrified and excited. You know what I mean? Because it's just so many little cat ears running towards you.
Right. The Cat Video Festival. And next Wednesday on Jason and Alexis' show, we find out what our project down in Dirty is this fall. I think it's our 12th, 11th. I don't even know. We're getting up there, but we're going to find all that out. In the meantime, I did something that I only do like once every...
Shaved.
No. Wipe my face.
Can you tell? I waxed my face. I waxed my face. And look, I like removed skin from my chin because I was trying to...
That's hardcore.
It was hardcore.
I used to wax my bikini line. I used to wax chins in here.
You're a masochist.
Oh, yeah.
I could never do that. Oh, I could never do that. To myself.
I did.
I think I would just sit there and holding it and be like.
No, you learn, just do it quick and then you put your hand right on it. I don't anymore. You know, then there's electrolysis and other things. But I mean, back in the day was what we did.
Okay, tell me.
So I watched the Kardashians on Hulu.
Okay.
And their cars, just if we could just talk about how outrageous every single car is. Everything. The Lamborghini SUV, the Bentley with gunmetal wheels and windows and everything. Mm-hmm. The Mercedes, that SUV thing that they make, and the weirdest color you've ever seen. I mean, every car has, I know it's custom paint, and I'm just obsessed watching their bodies, watching their faces move. Yeah. How Kris Jenner is 60-something and how she has less wrinkles than
you. Can say
you.
Me. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I mean, it just blows. So I'm watching everything and...
Yeah.
And in one of the funniest scenes was when Kourtney Kardashian is having a meeting with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Ooh.
And her lifestyle brand is called Moop.
Oh, Goop, you're saying?
No.
Oh, Kourtney's is called, Poosh.
It's Poosh. Okay, so it's so funny. So Kourtney Kardashian is my height. Gwyneth Paltrow looked like she was 7'2".
Yeah.
So these two are meeting, and it's like the little child bear meets the mama bear. And so then they decide to sit on the couch because it was so uncomfortable. Because you know when you're talking to, you probably don't experience this, you're talking to someone taller, your neck hurts from looking up. And so then they sit down, and they're so excited to collab. Poosh meets Goop. And I'm just like, how do you say that without laughing?
Goop meets... I mean, first off, it's got to be Goop meets Poosh.
But it was Poosh meets Goop. And then they were going to...
Poosh meets Goop. It sounds like a child book.
It was hysterical.
It sounds kind of dirty, too. Poosh meets Goop in the bedroom. Like, oh!
And I'm just watching
Get a tarp.
It was... You know, that show is...
It's wild.
It's wild because they really have money. And so compared to like the Beverly Hills Housewives, these guys really have money.
Yeah, there's not a poor one in the bunch. That's why they had to get Rob out of there. They're like, we're sick of you bringing us down financially.
Those socks never sold. We're sorry, Rob. We did that collab.
Sorry, not sorry, Rob. Your car's dirty. That blows my mind. Not one, and they never have dirt anywhere. They never have, like, that's how much money you have. And I know this is like a small goal. You know, for most this extreme wealth, but like they never walk into a scene and there's like a pop can there because there's like somebody who takes care of that.
Isn't that crazy?
Or they never get in their car and there's like a bag that they have to return for something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like there's somebody who's paid to make sure everything is just beautiful.
And then Chloe's new house. Oh,
Why did you say her name?
Chloe, because that's what Lori calls her. Chloe. Her new house is so fabulous. And I'm just like, I just.
But it's not comfortable.
No.
Nothing
hers
in the,
is.
Oh, yeah. But I'm
hers
just saying,
is.
Like, there's like, especially Kim's everything aesthetic is like slate. Like, oh. That was how I would define her aesthetic is like cold slate.
All right. I agree with you there. I agree with you there. Okay. But it was just funny. It was, I just am in awe.
I know.
I can't help it.
I know. It's like when watching on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, they finally had Kathy come in, I think, last week.
Yeah.
And she dumped all that caviar on that baked potato. And I was like, we live different lives. Like, that's not what I put on a baked potato.
Isn't that crazy?
It's so fun to watch. I've never gotten into Kardashians that hard, but I heard on Hulu they're a little bit more real, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, it was kind of funny. So in other K news, mm-hmm. Let's see. Kim is excited for Pete Davidson, her beau, to come back from Australia. She's kind of cute about that.
Yeah.
Kanye. Has fired, or the fourth lawyer has quit.
Yeah, of course.
Quit. So Samantha Spector was relieved of her counsel today. Spector filed to be removed from the case several months ago, cited irreconcilable differences, mm-hmm. of course, irreconcilable breakdown with the rapper as the breakdown. That's not even differences. That's even worse.
You know what? I have this weird feeling. You know how this happened, I think, with Ted Bundy, where he wanted to represent himself because he had such a big ego. I have a feeling that Kanye wants to do that so bad.
I just wonder if that's possible that he can't, because here's what they're saying. A judge informed the court that Kanye needed to take action. He has not submitted his financial declarations to settle the lingering issues. If he doesn't, it's going to go to trial in December.
At this point, I wonder who has more money.
Right.
Isn't that wild? I mean, I wonder if they're, I'm sure.
This is all about the kids right now.
I think so, yeah.
It's all about custody. It's all about, you know, who's going to get holidays. It's all about where's the money in the trust, I think.
It's going to be hard, I think, to maintain a good relationship with somebody like him. I mean, I know Kim, because Kim probably wants it to look like, mm-hmm. like we're friends still, and we can still mm-hmm. all do these things. And honestly,
I agree with that. She's never going to badmouth him around her, because that does nothing for your kids. They have four kids together.
I think that, and the thing is, the Kardashians would be the type that would be able to navigate untraditional relationships.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, she was married to a narcissist, and he's never going to want it to be easy. But I do think at some point he's going to admit that, like, he doesn't want to take on the kids full time, because I don't think he would want that.
No. And in the meantime, John Legend, no one asked him, but he just wants you to know that he's no longer friends with Kanye West.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. He has a new song.
Yeah, nobody asked him.
Yeah, he has a new song out.
Are we going to listen to it?
I'm not sure. I think it's on our list.
Okay.
Me and Rocco were texting about it. It's pretty cute. I like it.
Really?
Yeah, so we'll listen to that, John Lou, with our new Music Friday for
All
sure.
All right. And in other news, Kevin Spacey. Remember him?
Oh my gosh.
He used to be a really good actor until we found out what a horrible man
Kevin Spacey,
he was.
The actor, is great. Kevin Spacey, the person, is absolutely horrible.
But he's ordered to pay $29 million in damages to the producers of House of Cards for breaching his contract. This guy.
That money, when you say something that wild, like that high, you're just like, what is it? That's not even money anymore. Like, what are we even talking about? $29 million.
Well, I'm sure he got paid. I mean, House of Cards was such a big deal.
It was huge.
So good.
And it, like, killed it for Netflix. I think it was one of the big.
I would agree. Put it on the map.
Yeah.
One of the first things. But they said he was, Kevin Spacey's attorneys were trying to have the judgment, which was back from 2019, thrown out, and the Los Angeles Superior Court said no way.
I know I have to agree that, you know, garbage person, but when he would break that fourth wall in House of Cards, it would give you goosebumps when you talk to the camera. Oh my god,
did you keep watching it after he was gone?
No.
Neither did I. He was kind of everything.
I know,
before we knew,
maybe he was just good at it because he could tap into that kind of evil.
You know what, that's probably really true.
Ugh.
That is what he has.
Oh, goosebumpies. Not in a good way.
No, not in a good way at all. But $29 million.
What does that even mean? $29 million. I just can't.
It means more than we have.
A little.
Yeah, but I guarantee you Kevin Spacey has that.
I think so too.
29 mil.
Yeah, 29 isn't... He wouldn't go downstairs.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Airs for $29 million. He has a lot of money.
You think so?
I honestly think he does. He's probably one of those guys that's just super frugal with his money and doesn't spend it, just does movies.
Well, he hasn't been able to go anywhere for 4 years.
True. For 5 years. $75 million, which is never correct, but like, that's a big chunk
of his
money.
That's a third. That's a big chunk. Okay, we're going to come back. Steph March is joining us to tell us about where we should be eating, eating, and what we should be eating. This is My Talk 107.1. We'll be right back. Thanks for hanging out with us. All right. Thanks for hanging out with us. We have Steph March from The Weekly Dish, Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine, everything else fabulous. Steph, how are you today?
Oh, good. How are you guys?
We are great. All right. We want to know where we should be eating and what we should be eating and what we should be doing around food.
Tell us how to live our lives.
Tell us what to eat.
We're sick of making decisions.
You guys... That's a lot.
It's
Can we talk about some breaking news, though, now? That popped up this morning. So,
yes.
You guys remember the Bachelor Farmer in North Loop, which was just a very cool, high-end, you know, place that the Dayton brothers owned, right? Remember?
Yeah. Yep, of course.
So, that closed, obviously, with the pandemic in 2020, and it never reopened, and it's sort of been for sale. It's been for sale for a while. And people have been kind of wondering what's going to happen there, and this morning we broke the news that it has been sold to a local chef named Danny Del Prado, who owns Martina, Colita. You know, he just opened Wakanda, Wisetta, all this stuff. And Ryan Burnett, who owns, you know, he's got Bar La Grasa, he's got Barrio History, all that kind of good stuff. So that's kind of the new big thing, is that they're taking over the space and they're going to launch in North Loop next summer an Argentinian steakhouse.
Whoa.
Oh, that sounds yummy. It's not going to be like Fogo de Chao.
Yeah, but no, that's sort of a Brazilian. That's a little bit about all you can eat.
How
I think this is going to be a little bit more about just high quality meat and sort of a little bit more luxurious, but also sort of really loose and fun, because Danny Del Prado, who's the chef, is sort of this, he's kind of just like this very laid back dude, but he's got great intense flavors. If you've ever eaten at Colita, you know, which is like his Oaxacan sort of Mexican take.
Right.
And
people
then
love that
Martina's
place.
Martina's got great steak, but also great seafood. So it's going to be good.
Okay. Confession. I never went to Bachelor Farmer once.
Well, Jewel, I don't know if that was your spot. So it was a little bit like, you know, that Nordic cuisine, which is, of course, sustainable. There's definitely like a vibe that some people were just completely in love with. But I think for other people, it just was not their bag.
Right. But that's very exciting news. Do we have a name?
No, he has not released the name yet. He told me last night that he really wants this one to be perfect. He wants this to be the restaurant that he's always wanted to open.
Oh, cool.
And for him, this is an ownership. I know, this is an ownership piece, because he's kind of popped around town and done partnerships with other restaurateurs and other building owners, and he goes and installs a restaurant. But he didn't have, you know, he doesn't necessarily have all the ownership on all the things he's been operating. And this is sort of an important, sort of solid space for him. So it's kind of exciting.
I love that. I love that. Did you go to the new Art and Rec place?
I did. And that's an interesting thing. That's the rooftop, which was Libertine in the Seven Points Calhoun Square, you know, / mall situation. Remember, it was Libertine. And it's a two-parter, though. So The Art and Rec rooftop is now open, and it's open this weekend for Art Fair if you want to go.
Yes.
And it's just take the elevator up, and it's just, they did some really fun artistic little installations around there. But of course, the most important thing is the drinks and the food, which are very delicious and fun. Very playful.
That's
really good stuff.
It looked like a really cool place.
Yeah. I mean, and like, you know, just kind of breezy, and there's lots of, you know, great little places to like have a little loungy time. And then eventually we did get like a little hard hat tour of the space downstairs, which will take over a huge chunk of that area.
Okay.
And they're going to have a mini golf course inside.
Okay.
They're going to have a speakeasy bar. They're going to be doing a, you know, like a more finer restaurant. And then they're also going to have this little cute black box theater. So they're going to be doing all sorts of different fun, creative endeavors there. And I'm excited for that.
That sounds really cool. That sounds cool. And that's Calhoun Square is now called Seven Points, right?
Yes. Yeah. Seven points. So you have to remember that when you're referring to it.
I know. St. Paul is still called St. Paul, I think. But we don't know.
I know. As far as we know, it is.
I know. We'll see what happens. That. Okay. So what other things are you excited about in the Twin Cities area this time of year?
Okay. Well, here's the kind of a, you know what? It's funny. A lot of people get a little bit, you know, kind of, I don't know. They get a little bit angry because they seem to feel like we don't have enough 24-hour, you know, like
diners.
Places, like after you go out to the clubs and stuff like that. So the Nicollet Diner, which has kind of been a place that's stayed open for 24 hours, is they moved into the old Ichiban space on Nicollet Mall across from the Hyatt. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so they're now doing like 24-hour, like breakfast all day, good diner. They've got a nice burger. They've got a great fish and chips, actually. Super great malts, and it's just this, and a cocktail program too. And so I kind of wanted, like, if you're out and about and you're like, God, I'm so hungry, and it's, you know, 1 a.m, that's where you're going to go.
Oh, I like knowing that because, you know, when you want to eat, you want to eat.
Yeah. Well, and like sometimes you leave like an event and you're like, man, I just need like one more, like a burger or something. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of love that. All right. Speaking, here's another one that just opened this weekend. Centro. Which is now, you know, which is kind of the hot taco place on Quincy in Northeast Minneapolis.
Okay.
They have now opened a new place on Eat Street. They took over what's called the Wedge Table, and they've got this huge new space where they're doing, you know, they've got like, so Centro will be the taco bar. They've got a Mexican bakery called The Veer, and then they also have a burger shop called Everywhen, and that just opened.
Oh, my gosh. I can't.
You know, there's,
there's so listen, much always going on.
There's so much popping right now, you guys. It's just, it's kind of funny that way because usually, I was talking about this earlier, but usually we have a big push in the fall for openings.
Yeah.
But I think what we're seeing now is the delayed spring and, you know, openings that usually happen earlier, that because of supplies and everything else, everything has just been a little bit pushed. You know what I mean?
Right. So, do you feel like people have enough staff now and that sort of thing? Is patience
still a challenge?
Okay.
Yeah. It's still a challenge, but I do think that there's a lot of places that are sort of, the funny thing is, you know, and the worst part is that the new places get all the staff. So when you open up, it's about keeping them because, you know, everyone kind of jumps ship from what they're feeling kind of crabby in their old spot. And then you say, hey, this new Italian place is opening up. And they're like, I'm going to go work there. And then they do that, but then, and so that's, it's up to the operators to then to really create a space where they want to stay.
Oh my gosh. So many options.
Okay. So, Steph, where do we go for the patio this summer? Like, where's the patio?
Oh man. You know, that's a toughie though, because it kind of feels like, there's a lot of options, you know, but I mean, there's also like some of the classics and I'm just, and of course now I'm blanking on any of them.
It's based geography based, I think too. Geography based, you know,
where am I going to be seen the most? If I'm feeling hot about my outfit, like where will I be seen the
Brittany's
most?
Brittany's got her post baby body and she wants to go out and be seen with her baby and her baby Bjorn.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, then you need to go to Makanda in Wayzata, actually, because that
perfect.
Is like right now, like it's like all the drippingest moneyed people are all cramming into Makanda. They've got this great patio that is going to be actually able to be screened in and like, you know, sort of a all season patio. But they're just, it is like, it feels like a tropical wonderland in there. There's so much greenery. There's so much, like, and it opens out to the lake. You just literally feel like you're pretty much in the White Lotus. It's
okay, great. That sounds heavenly.
Love, love.
Yeah.
Okay, you nailed it. That, I need to be around other people that are dripping with money so they can pay for my meal.
Okay, I'm going to give you one more. Okay,
yes,
and the
queen.
One other one is the Riva Terrace, which is up on the hotel of the Four Seasons, right? So we know the Four Seasons open, and Gavin Kaysen opened his restaurant, Mara, and the adjoining bar. But on the third floor, the hotel has the pool deck, and the little bar that's tucked in there is sort of yummy and really has a great spritz program, like a whole menu of, you know, Aperol spritz drinks.
Oh, really?
And they've got, you know, little snacky plates. They've got a good burger. They've got some salads. And it's not Gavin Kaysen. It's just the hotel's property. But I'll tell you, every time I've been up there, it's just packed with beautiful people.
Do you need to have a reservation for that?
That one you do not.
Okay.
Nope, you do not. You can just wander up.
It sounds very Instagrammable, and that is what I'm looking for.
That is it,
She's
my girl.
Kidding.
Even if you're not like in the pool, you can be like around, like outside of it, and like maybe lean over.
Perfect.
Do they have like valet there? Or where do you park?
Yeah, they have valet. They do.
Okay.
They have hotel valet. But I would tell you that on 3rd Street, which is right around the corner from the entrance, is really, there's meters down there. I've parked on street every time.
You have? Okay. Are they doing a good business at the Four Seasons so far?
Yeah, I think that they are just doing really well. Really, really well. And if you're looking for something, I know a lot of people like want to be out and about and in the, you know, sun, but I want to let you know if there is a place that you are looking that is sort of, I don't know if we talked about this before, but there's a little kind of like, sometimes you feel like you don't want to be in the sun, like you're sick of it at this point.
Right.
You just want kind of precious and dark. There's a great little restaurant called Gus Gus, which is in St. Paul, and it's not too far from the station. I've gone there a couple times after the shows. And it is just one of those great little like basement bars and restaurants. And the food is so good, you guys.
Oh,
so good.
Okay, Gustav's.
Gus Gus?
Gus Gus.
Gus Gus.
It's right across from like St. Thomas area.
Oh, I know, totally know where that is. Okay. Oh,
yeah, it's off of Cleveland.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yummy. All right.
Yeah.
Steph, who's on the show with you tomorrow?
Hanson is back.
Oh, good.
I mean, my God, the girl has been traveling forever. So I'm super glad that she's going to come home. Hopefully she'll tell us a little bit about eating in Italy and Croatia. And we're going to talk State Fair stuff. We're going to talk, you know, summer, iconic summer meals because we're going to the farmer's market. It's all good stuff, man.
Oh, fun. And you guys are on from 9 to 11 Saturdays. Thank you so, so much. And next time we chat directly with you, we'll be at the State Fair.
I know. I'll see you guys then.
I know. I can't wait. Okay. Thanks, hon. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to play a little game to win some tickets to a concert. We'll be right back. Thanks for hanging out with us today. All right, we need some callers. Give us a buzz if you're a One Republic fan and want to go see them this Sunday night at the Excel. Call us. We're going to have a little game, 651-641-1071. We're going to take the first three callers and see who is going to be the lucky winner. If you can go this Sunday night to Excel, they're going to start at 7 o'clock, and the warm-up band is going to be Need to Breathe.
I keep calling, and it's busy.
You keep calling 651-641-1071. Josh is going to get your names, and we'll be ready to go. In the meantime, I've never been to one of those restaurants that Stephanie March just talked about.
She's so cool. Exhausting to be that cool. Like, she named things I've never heard of. I don't even know where Wyzetta is. I'm just kidding.
You're such a liar.
I'm just saying, like, she literally spit out things I've never heard of in my life. And I go, wow, it must be exhausting to be that cool.
Don't even try.
I want to try. I used to be cool at some point in my 20s. But, like,
you're just a cool mom now.
Oh.
But, I mean, some of them, like that Centro Taco place sounded good in my... And that place in Wyzetta.
I want to go to the place in Wyzetta so bad. Oh. I deserve to be around an insane amount of greenery. Green is my color.
I remember that.
Yeah.
We remember your statement outfits from last summer.
Thank you. I'm all about that green.
Remember your green dress, your tiered dress with the gold snake belt?
Tell me about it.
I still remember.
No, nothing fits.
Okay, Josh. All right. It looks like we have Laura, Kristen, and Lindsay. Who is our first caller, Josh?
Our first caller will be Laura.
All right. Hey, Laura. Hi, Laura. You're at My Talk.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Are you a One Republic fan?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. So you'll know the answer to this. So I'm going to give you three different One Republic albums, and one of them is not an album of theirs, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Dreaming Out Loud, Waking Up, Country, Native, and Oh My My.
Country Native?
You are right.
Yeah!
It's called Native, and I couldn't think fast enough on my feet. So I'm like, Country Native! Country awesome. Native! And that was just our quick game.
Yay.
Kristen and Lindsay, hopefully we'll be giving away stuff next week. So Laura, who are you going to take to the concert?
Oh, I guess I'll take my husband.
Oh, I guess.
I mean, if he can't go, I can get a babysitter. I just want to
know.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
How fun. All right, well, congratulations. And that was so easy.
You know it's going to be an epic concert.
Oh, I know. Josh is a big fan. Josh is going to be in the fifth row.
I got that trivia question correct.
You did? Okay, it was a bad. It wasn't even hard. But
Josh,
Laura, thank you.
Have you been to one of their concerts before?
2014, the Native Tour.
Wow.
Oh, see, look at some people knew, and it wasn't Country Native. I mean, what a dumb question.
Listen, you don't come to LoJ for the trivia. You just don't. But if you happen to be here, you stay for the trivia.
That was something. That really was something. All right, you were going to tell me there's a new TV show that you're obsessed with.
Yes. Okay, so it's on HBO Go.
Okay.
And it is, I want to make sure I say it right because I kept calling it something else before. It's about anarchy. And you're like, well, that's weird. It's called The Anarchists. And it's about this community of people who are expats, you know, used to live here in the U.S.
Yes.
And they decided that they're overpaying taxes. They don't want to live this way. And it started as this, like, conference in Acapulco. And okay. People...
I'm Bradley Traynor.
And I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game. And you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Started staying in Acapulco and living there.
Okay, that's a big drug cartel area.
Oh, yeah. And so me and Justin have watched two episodes and they hint that somebody does die in their group. We don't know how. We don't know why. But then there's also you mix in Bitcoin. There's like, you know, they have these conferences where they advise people to buy Bitcoin. And then, of course, the Bitcoin surge.
Yep.
So then some of them become bajillionaires and some of them didn't. And there's like all this animosity between the group. And they were videotaping it the whole time.
So like what years was this found?
2014 or 2015 is when. Okay. I think 2014 was the first conference they had. And they film up till, I mean, like recently.
Oh my gosh.
It's The Anarchists. It's on HBO, HBO Max or whatever it's called nowadays.
Yes.
It's so good. And
it's a documentary, obviously.
It's a documentary. There's like this couple that are, their big thing is they want to trade services for goods. And so this girl's like cooking meats to make their end, and then there's other people that are like trying to do it's just so interesting, and what people believe that anarchy and what that means to different people. And
what does it mean?
They claim, and it's one of those annoying things where you're like, why didn't you change your name to like libertarianism,
right,
or whatever?
Okay, right.
They're claiming that it's people that are sick of paying the man for, you know, they don't own anything, you can't own property in their mind, there's all this like socialism-esque.
Like living off the grid-ish?
Kind of, but I mean, they're Acapulco, whatever. Right. There's one woman who has a baby down there and decides she's not going to get the baby a birth certificate because she wants this baby to live off the grid.
Oh, lovely.
I know, I'm like...
Good luck if something happens.
Fun for the baby. It has never been to a doctor.
For the baby is right.
Here I am knowing every aspect of my baby's height, weight.
Well,
and,
of course.
But no, it was... We're on episode two. I think there's like six or eight episodes, something around there. I'm telling you, it's one of those niche groups that they really get hyper-focused on.
Yes.
The Anarchists, HBO Max, you'll have fun. You'll have fun because you don't know where it's going.
Okay.
And they keep hinting.
You love that.
I love that. And you they love keep that. I love docuseries. I know. Get like really these little tiny pockets of this world.
Right.
It's so fun in the way that you're like, what? What are they talking about? You know, and then they have like extreme rich and extreme poverty that are all in this group of people that are sticking together because they're all from the U.S. living in Acapulco. And yes, there is crime among them as well in the city. So
wow,
watch it. It's so good.
Okay. How long are the episodes? That's always my
I don't know.
Thing.
Like I have a half baby. An hour, yeah, we 40 pause. Minutes. You can pause. Have you ever heard of that? You can go to the bathroom, make a snack. You don't have to watch the whole thing if you don't want to one sitting. What do you want from me? 45 minutes, maybe an hour? I'm not sure.
But that sounds really good.
It's so good. And I haven't seen the ending, so I don't know. I hope it ends, you know, as good. So we're only two episodes in. But I was like, ooh, I gotta tell Julia about this.
Oh no, that sounds good. I'm obsessed with Blackbird, it's on Apple Plus and the season finale's tonight.
Ooh.
That is, and there's only five. I mean, it feels like it's ending quickly, but it's so good. It's just a completely different thing about a guy who had a prison sentence and then gets transferred to a high-max security place and tries to get a confession out of another dude in this really horrible prison of where these bodies are. And it's based on a true life story.
Okay, love.
So good. It's called Blackbird. Patrick Royce, turned me on to it. It's
and then
so good.
At some, like you mentioned, White Lotus is coming back too. That looks, I mean, I loved season one of that.
See, I
hated
that.
Fun.
You and
Did
Laurie,
it give you anxiety?
Why? Yeah.
Why didn't you like it?
Because I like to know sort of where things are going.
Yeah.
That's where we differ.
The hotel manager, when he just says whatever and starts just binge drinking and doing drugs and starts a relationship with one of the bellboys.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved that chaos.
It reminded you of you.
Like looking in a mirror. Just like looking in a mirror.
I know.
I like to call that 2020.
Oh, gosh. Thanks, Brittany. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Thanks for hanging out with us. We are always streaming live, and download the app for fun prizes. And you could take us anywhere. We'll be right back.